Well, let me remind you that you're listening to Beyond Belief, and today we're discussing blasphemy. Today, religion is seen as fair game for artists, writers, and it seems especially comedians. Richard Herring has had a very successful career as a stand-up comic. He's written and performed comedy material for stage shows and radio and television. His most controversial show was called Christ on a Bike, which was, to say the least, irreverent. But his upbringing was fairly conventional.
Well, my mum and dad are both sort of Christian, Church of England Christians, very involved in the local community in the church, so I was sort of brought up within that. But I think kind of early on I kind of started questioning it myself and sort of noticing the discrepancies. So I kind of very early on I was kind of very fascinated by religion, but sort of confused by it.
But you had a basic familiarity with the subject matter of the Bible, which proved very fruitful later on.
And I've carried that on. I am sort of fascinated with Jesus. And in fact, when I did a show about Jesus, it sort of sprung from my mother asking me if I was so sure that Jesus didn't exist, why did I spend all my time reading and talking about him? So, you know, there's an understanding there that despite the fact that I consider myself an atheist, that I am sort of quite fascinated with Jesus, and it's more about investigating why that is and whether it's, you know, my own hypocrisy or whether it's because secretly I do believe in him or what, you know.
The show you referred to was called Christ on a Bike.
Yes.
Did you deliberately choose religion as a subject matter for your comedy?
For that show, I just, you know, again, as I say, I wanted to look at Jesus and my own relationship with him, and I was 33 at the time, so it was about being the same age as Jesus when he died, and I think there's a lot of sort of evidence of people who sort of start to believe they're Jesus when they get to 33 and get confused about their lives, you know, and start to compare themselves to Jesus. So that was looking at him and looking at myself and my own relationship with him, but also trying to find out who the real Jesus was and how he would feel about things.
You make it sound as if it was a show with very serious intent, and yet a lot of the material was pretty racy, pretty near the bone.
I mean, that's probably the most blasphemous piece in the show. Obviously, Jesus, if he was a man as well as a god, would have genitalia, and I questioned whether God would have been tempted to give him a big one because, you know, he was the son of God and wanted to be impressive, or whether the true Messiah would have a humble penis. That was quite a confrontational bit quite early on in the show, just to make people sort of sit up and think.
So you weren't deliberately making fun of Jesus?
I think in the end that show comes out much more about myself and about my own hypocrisy, and I think Jesus comes out of it very well.
So if you weren't deliberately making fun of Jesus, were you deliberately seeking to offend Christians?
No, I mean, no, I don't want to offend anyone, but I think I should be allowed to say what I believe. I don't understand this point where, you know, Christians say, well, you can't say this about me because it's offensive, but to me, what the Christians are saying, that there's a God, is kind of equally offensive and dangerous, you know, because I don't believe that. So I think if we live in a grown-up society, then we have to be all allowed to say what we think. The idea of having blasphemy laws is ridiculous, because how do you define blasphemy? And if you have blasphemy laws about all religions, then you'd have to send all religious people to prison, because every religion is a blasphemy against any other religion.
What if a Christian who'd seen your show said to you that they felt it was an incitement to religious hatred? Would that disturb you?
I mean, I'd be very upset if they thought that, because I really don't think anything that I've ever done is that. If anything, it's an incitement to, you know, religious discussion. I think we should be able to discuss these things.
So would you give the same treatment to Islam as you give to Christianity?
I mean, I think I would touch on it. I don't know as much about it. As I say, you know, I don't think it's not my job, because I was brought up in a Christian household, so I know more about that. I don't know enough about Islam, but I think also there is a difference, whereas, you know, I don't think Christians are a persecuted minority in this country, and I think there is a danger where you could incite people to dangerous acts if you talk about something you don't know about. I think there's an element of the sort of the ethnic and sort of racist element that would be the danger I'd be worried about.
That was Richard Herring. Stephen Green, would you be inclined to prosecute him under the blasphemy laws?
Well, first of all, I agree with him that you couldn't have a blasphemy law to encompass all religions. It would be a complete logical impossibility. Is what he's saying concerning Christ? Yes, it is. Is it abusive or offensive? Yeah, I guess it is. I'm not actually sort of bouncing around looking for cases to prosecute. There are plenty already, and I hadn't actually heard of this particular poor individual until I came on the show.
Well, see, as a Muslim who's got a great respect for Jesus, would you ban him?
No, I wouldn't, but I do feel kind of sorry for somebody who thinks that Jesus' genitalia is funny, to be quite honest. In a sense, he is right. Essentially, it's all about power, and this kind of satire has to be directed towards power, and I disagree with him. Christians do not have power in this society. I mean, almost every religion in a secular society is marginalized and ridiculed and made fun of, and I think what needs to be done is that it's the power of the state that needs to be ridiculed and kind of made fun of,
well,
in a sense. I find it totally kind of unfunny and totally irrelevant.
Well, you see, I feel I have to defend Richard, because it seems to me he's made his position very clear. He's an atheist. He has respect for Jesus and his teaching, but he will be irreverent, and people can
That's
make
fine.
Choices. David?
I think the issue of choice is absolutely right. I don't think it's an issue of power. It's an issue of taste. If you do not want to hear what he has to say, you do not have to go to one of his performances. And it's also worth bearing in mind that a number of atheists in America who actually feel themselves really quite oppressed by the Christian atmosphere in America will produce cultural products like this, but they do so solely for their own consumption and amongst like-minded individuals. So his point there about being grown up is absolutely right. We do not have to confront these things. Each of us around this table will see something on television or radio we find offensive. Switch the thing off.
Well, you can't actually switch it off until after it's happened, can you? Let's be a little bit realistic about that.